Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett, this is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Hello and welcome to Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services. I am Randy Hicks. My co-host, Dennis Bonin, is traveling this week, so you may hear, again, our outstanding producer, Mike Salmon, chime in from time to time. Mike, good morning.
Hey there, Randy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, especially after watching that Braves game last night. Did you see that?
Yeah, 11 wins in a row now. They beat the Nationals, and so the lead is like 12 and a half games.
13 and a half.
13 and a half games.
13 and a half games. Yes, and over the Nationals, too. It's very interesting. And, you know, this hot streak, I think, really began after Braves manager Freddy Gonzalez decided to move Justin Upton up to the second spot in the order where, you know, he's now sandwiched between Jason Hayward and Freddie Freeman.
And I think he's got like four home runs now in the last couple of weeks, so the power's starting to come back. And not only that, you know, he hit a home run. I think he's got a hitting streak going as well. And then did you see the catch by Brian McCann?
Unbelievable. By far my favorite play of the game.
A catcher making a catch, that's your favorite? Oh, I thought you were going to say favorite catch of the year.
Yeah.
Favorite part of the game.
Well, last night it was unbelievable because he was right at the fence. He was right over the granite wall trying to keep all of his concentration, make sure the ball stayed fair, and he was still able to make the catch. It was great.
Defense is going well. Pitching is going well. They're hitting the ball. Hopefully they can keep it going tonight.
There's only one word, and that's hot.
Hot it is.
All right. And now on with the show. Partners for Success is a show that highlights and promotes many of Atlanta's outstanding businesses and business leaders. Today, our guests for today's show joining us are Jim Johnson, principal at Peachtree Interactive in Duluth, Georgia, and also Donald Brooks, owner of Suwanee Service Station, which, of course, is located in Suwanee, Georgia. Let's get started with our first guest, Jim Johnson, principal of Peachtree Interactive. Welcome to the show today, Jim.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for inviting me.
Glad to have you here. And would you tell us just a little bit about Peachtree Interactive and what you do?
Okay. Well, I first start by telling you how I got started in this. I was the president of the Duluth Business Association in 2012 and had a lot of interaction with the business community. And they are all struggling with how to market and, you know, their products and services. And we're looking for some way to market and to advertise locally, you know, so they didn't have to have an overreach. And so more of a target marketing concept. And so I accidentally got involved with digital signage, okay? And so I started a interactive marketing agency. And that's the new buzzword in the new future, is that everything is going to a screen, and the traditional advertising agencies are having to deal with the geeks of this world who are, do everything from, writing code to make your advertising fit into Facebook and stuff, okay? And so Peachtree Interactive, of course, decided to find a way for our local merchants in Duluth to advertise directly to that target audience. And so I stumbled across digital signage, and that's a new industry, a very dramatically growing industry. And if you Google DOOH, which stands for Digital Out of Home, you will find troves of things that are going on around the world. And it's been adopted in the Asian communities probably faster than America, because we have other sophisticated ways to reach the public. And, of course, with Google and everything else, we've made a lot of progress in interactive marketing. So the whole idea now is to interact with your customers, okay? Get them to respond to you and have call for action kind of advertising and marketing. So Peachtree Interactive, I started a small operation in Duluth to fit my local people. And so I have six monitors in restaurants and coffee shops, barber shops, and even Great Wall Chinese grocery store. Mm-hmm. And so because they were interested in that, and my partner happens to be Eric Liu, and he's from Taiwan, and he writes the software that allows me to control these monitors by by having a set-top box connected to the HTML connector on the TV. So from my office, I can control the content on any monitor that has an IP address through internet that they otherwise they have to have internet in their facility for me to control that monitor. So as a result, we started selling advertising and setting up hosts locations, and now we have a nice Duluth network. And so now we're on to find more hosts and find more advertisers and bring all the advertising to a very economical advertising and a very linked advertising to our local people.
Well, since the audience that we have listening is primarily business owners and business developers, strategists, and people that are looking for this, how might they actually use this in their business?
Well, of course, they have what we call eyeballs, okay? And everybody's looking for eyeballs, whether it's on a computer, whether it's on a tablet, whether it's on a phone, whether it's on a screen. And, of course, what's happening is that TV advertising and radio advertising, by the way, is suffering because of the fact that the screens are more popular and they're growing dramatically. So essentially, you have to find these eyeballs where the eyeballs are rather than you just blasting out trying to find them. And so in restaurants where, you know, one of mine has 500 people come in a day, and so there's you know, 20,000 a month that are excuse 10,000 a month that are in this restaurant, and so this is a specific demographic that eats at this restaurant, and so you can target your advertising to that audience, and you can change it on the fly. I mean, you can have a daily special, a weekly special, and you can call us and say, change that sucker tomorrow. And so the benefit of digital advertising is that you can change that on the fly. And you can test your ads immediately. I mean, in the old days, when I ran advertising agencies, I had to do focus groups. You know, we spent a month doing the content and then tested it and found out, whoops, nobody likes our ad, and so we'd have to start over. Now you can do it overnight. You can test it. You can get the analytics on it, and you can even interview people as to who looked at it and why. And so digital advertising is the wave of the future, no matter what screen it's on. So the traditional advertising people, TV and so forth, and for the first time this year, YouTube is part of the analytics on measuring advertising in the United States. It used to be just TV and radio and stuff. So it's really changing out there.
That's quite interesting. Now, also, if I were a business owner and had the digital signage that you're talking about in my facility, I could also not just advertise my business, correct?
Well, that's correct. Otherwise, you can basically get free marketing there because you can advertise your new menu items or, you know, some special you have. In fact, you know, I've recently run into a program where you can have a secure ER code and essentially then QR code, I'm spitting it out here, that allows you to buy right off the screen. And so that's incredible. You got an advertising and sales item in your store. It can be in your gas station. It can be anywhere where somebody stops to get gas, and you say, oh, the tennis shoe guy next door has got given away tennis shoes or something. And you click on it, and you go over and get your tennis shoes. So it's really a way to draw traffic, to keep traffic. And so you can sell advertising on your monitor.
So at, for example, a smoothie store, they might be selling athletic apparel nearby. They could actually sell that advertising space
right
to the athletic apparel store.
And the neat part is not just going to, a QR code is go to a website, and then they got to find out how to use that website to buy something or to get a referral. Now, with the kind of technology that allows you to buy right off the monitor, you know, you give your credit card number or you subscribe to the service, and you can go around without giving your credit card out and just buy things off these monitors.
That's great. Great technology.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it changes the whole advertising world for small merchants because they can deal with their local market. I mean, they know where they're – I mean, people in Loganville don't come over to Duluth to eat lunch, okay? Now they might be there on business or something, but they're not repeat customers probably. So you're trying to get repeat customers that have – you're in their pattern. You're in their shopping pattern. And so it's how do you retain those customers? How do you get them? How do you keep them? And so the more you engage them, you know, the better off you are.
Well, maybe another market might be food trucks as an example. They could advertise possibly where they'll be next, what their upcoming menu items are, any other things about scheduling, right?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the Duluth Business Association is going to invite some food trucks down to our next meeting in September. And so, and of course, it's all the local merchants, you know, sponsoring that. So the restaurant downtown is going to have the food truck show up. Okay. Well, the reason for it is because it brings people that normally wouldn't go down to that restaurant, and so they might come to the food truck. Okay. And so on the monitor that might be in the food truck, or you know, embedbed in the side of it, you could go up to your QR code and order your item, okay? And it, get your credit card and you get a number and they just hand you the food. So there's a lot of ways to do it. We have a great theater in music environment, Eddie Owen Presents in downtown, and so he could have a screen there that people come up and buy the tickets, and go. So it's really interesting. It's a way to interact, and the whole big deal now is interacting with your eyeballs.
Well, how do you actually control again the screens now? What's the process of doing that?
Well, the software is called IC Board, and it's digital signage. And of course, we're all familiar with outdoor signage. Mm-hmm. If you drive down the interstate, you can't afford to buy that screen on the interstate.
Right.
It's all locked up for years in advance by car dealers and other people. And of course, you can see it changes all the time. Okay, mm-hmm. And so if it has an IP address or if it has some kind of embedded memory, you can change it there. That's how they do it on a lot of the big signs. But anytime you have an IP address in your store, I can control it. And so I can run half-screen CNN, like out here at the reception, and then half-advertising or all advertising. I'm finding that most of the merchants really just want advertising. They mm-hmm. want their own goods. They want their own menu items. They want to say, we're open up Friday night now for fish. You know, we haven't been, so please join us. And then the neighbors can take advantage of those eyeballs.
Upcoming cooking classes, things of that nature.
Anything.
So are you finding that the business owners want you to create that content for them?
Well, again, they have the – I just signed up the park, which is one of the major retirement living areas, and they have an advertising agency because they're a big enough company where they have their own advertising agency, and they created the image, the ad on there, and so I just take their ad and place it. Sometimes we do it. We farm some of it out if we don't have the capability, but we'll do it real reasonable because we're trying to sell the advertising space and not make money off of the content.
Well, with any new technology, of course, the acceptance level and the true risk averseness to the cost of the ad is certainly an issue. How has penetration been so far?
Well, what's interesting is all marketing experts would tell that you have to go on a multi-way of advertising. Otherwise, there is no one-trick pony out there in most cases. And so you have to broaden out. And so over time, if you see an ad in the paper and then see it reinforced on a screen or on a mobile app or on the TV or on the computer or whatever, it's all about reaching the audience on a consistent basis. And so as a result, we find that we become part of the mix, okay, that we're not a one-trick pony. But what's interesting is a lot of my restaurants don't spend a lot of money on advertising. So they like the idea of advertising a new menu item to their regular customers or somebody that stopped in. And so they have a target audience here. They have a captive audience. The eyeballs are there, some of them on a regular basis, and so they can influence them. And so what happens is we're starting to get traction of people advertising. In the beginning, it was just the merchants advertising their own goods or services.
Mm-hmm.
And Google did a study in 2012 that said that 90% of all consumers find their information about buying a product or service on some kind of screen, okay? And so the screens are really where it's all at nowadays.
90%.
90%. That's what their study indicated. And that blows you away, okay? Now, it's all of them. It's TV. It's tablets. I mean, I'm an iPad addict, okay? So I'll put the app on I'll put the Radio X app on my – and look at it every day, see what the podcasts are or whatever, okay? And that's what happens. People search what they're interested in on a screen. They can't do it on TV. All they can do is just get hit by the ads and enjoy the ads, you know. But essentially, when you have control of your own tablet or your own cell phone or, you know, or your own or their own restaurant that you go in and has a boob tube, then you know you can get it when you want it.
Sure, especially when half is playing an interactive program like a television program and half is advertising. Then,
yeah.
Well, I guess this really alleviates a lot of the issues with people DVRing programs that they want to watch and then fast-forwarding through the commercials, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's why this last month Facebook made such a dramatic change, because their Facebook ads began to catch on, okay? And it takes time, okay? Just like on any monitors in any of my restaurants, it takes time for people to say, oh, I saw that ad, you know? And then they see it again, or they see it somewhere else. And so it's always about enforcing. But what really excites me now is that you can actually buy a product off the screen. I mean, that's really incredible, you know? Otherwise, you don't have to go to the website to buy it or order it. You can just, you know, QR codes were kind of dead for a while, because all they did is just get you to your Facebook page or something, okay, or a landing page someplace. And there's nothing wrong with that, except you had to go to an extra step. Everybody's lazy, right? I mean, an instant gratification deal. So now if you go up there and you see something, hey, I really want that, and I'm an Amazon addict, okay? I mean, I'm first-name basis with the EPS, with the guys, the driver, the brown trucks, right? I mean, I have to keep my wife away from her iPad because there's something shows up every day. Okay? And so because it's easy, right?
Right.
I got their quality product, you know, and so you know, I don't have to pay freight anymore. I haven't paid freight for years, ever since I had their program, you know. And that's what the deal is that you want to make it easy for consumers, and educate them, because what screen does is educate, you know. It interrupts them, it educates them. You present a proposal, you try to make it easy for them, like come and get a demo, and then you got results. And that's what marketing is all about, is building volume.
Well, you know, I never really thought about it, but I guess even at churches, you know, our church has a lot of announcements that come up on the screens,
right,
before the service starts.
Yeah.
Join this, here's this is happening, this event's happening, bring your kids here, all that kind of thing. That's really digital signage.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we just had a prospect from a school, okay, that doesn't have screens in there. A lot of the public schools have screens, you know, and they have public announcements, and they do their own content, and the kids even make the content. And so you can teach kids how to make the contents on this stuff. It's really interesting.
What size normally are the screens that you put up in a business?
Well, what's interesting, what held this up was that most of the screens were commercial screens with a computer embedded in them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those suckers were $2,000, okay? And so people say, whoa, wait a minute here, you know. And so the investment community was a little put off, because you couldn't necessarily show a return on investment, okay? But now you can buy a 42-inch or a 50-inch for $600 or something. You put a set-top box in the back of it, which gets it to the Wi-Fi, and then I control it. And you can have dancing girls on there or anything you want, okay? The point is that, you know, it's a new advertising medium.
So where do you see this business going in the next 5 years?
Well, what I've been trying to do is develop a distributorship, or, you know, for lack of a word to describe it, a franchise that ain't a franchise, because I don't want to get into the franchising laws. But essentially, this is hard to duplicate for anybody. I mean, it's taken me a year to understand what the heck's going on here. And so what I want to do is just educate people to have one in Suwannee, you know, where he advertises on it, and Buford, any place, because again, it really begs for a local person to babysit this hella honey, okay? Because when a storm comes through, it knocks all the computers off, and you got to reboot them, okay? And so sometimes you lose the screen because of losing the Wi-Fi or losing the power, or they wanting to change the ad. They thought they liked it, but then after looking at it for 2 days, they say change that sucker. You know, so it really – so the national people have had trouble putting this out because there are national people trying to do this. But it begs for some, legs on the ground. You know, marketing and sales is legs on the ground sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I see that expanding into Suwannee, you know, where we're, you know, can take advantage of it.
Very good. Well, that's great. Well, what's the future of Petrie Interactive then?
Well, what's interesting is everything is really on screens and interactive advertising. One of the things that I've been working on is a public-private internet, a Facebook kind of Facebook-like programs where a homogeneous group like my old motorcycle group or bicycle group or 100 gas station owners. Or anybody that wants to have the Facebook page, a private Facebook kind of page, they can run that with blogs and forums and all kinds of stuff. And then the other thing is just helping business help get this to work for them on a local basis.
Well, that's great. Very interesting. Well, Jim, if some of our listeners, the business owners, other people would like to get more information on that, how would they best go about doing that?
Well, they can get on my website, of course, peachtreeinteractive.com, or you can call me on the phone at 404-626-6245, and we'd be glad to have somebody come and chit-chat with you about what your problem is. Because what we do is we like to ask the owners of these restaurants, you know, what's going on with you? How are you trying to build your clientele? How are you retaining your clientele? And do you have all the easy things, the SEOs on your website and all this kind of stuff? And then how do you want to expand it? And because again, we look at it as a marketing agency more, because the monitors are just part of the publishing of your content.
Right.
It's just one medium. And we did that because there was no – that medium did not exist in Duluth, Georgia. It doesn't exist really in Gwinnett County, okay, very much.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a screen over at the Chamber of Commerce, but there's not a lot of ads on it. You can see the outdoor signage. The outdoor signage is even prohibited by businesses in Gwinnett County, which is really kind of a shame. And I see that changing in the next few years. It's all right in the interstate because that's government property. That's state property. Federal property. And it's been proven that outdoor signage and indoor signage works for a business. It's proven studies.
Excellent. So. Great. Well, Jim, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And our next guest today on Partners for Success is Donald Brooks, owner of the Suwannee Service Station. Thank you for joining us also, Donald.
Thank you very much for having me today. I do have another partner that couldn't make it today, and that's Jason Leachty. He is the other owner of Suwannee Service Station.
I see.
We thank you, though.
Well, great. Well, tell us a little bit about the services that you provide.
Well, our motto at Suwannee Service Station is we fix everything. And from all makes, years, and models, anything from major engine overhaul to your basic oil change, we can fix it. We fix everything. That's our motto at Suwannee Service Station.
Well, you guys are fairly new, correct?
Absolutely. We've been open for about 4 months now. We're all totally independent, no franchise like that. So we're looking to be in this location for a long time, though.
Well, that's great. Even though that you've only been in business for a few months, I understand that you and Jason have quite a history in this business, correct?
Yes, sir. Jason and I started out as friends first. We were both managers for another company and always had aspirations to own our own shop. Jason, the other owner, has probably been in the business for about 20 years, myself for about 8. So he has a wealth of knowledge with the business and fixing cars. Myself, I'm more of the business behind the scenes owner. Jason really gets in there and fixes cars and diagnoses cars and things of that nature. So we do have a wealth of knowledge at the service station.
Well, that's really great. Why do you think that your service station and what have you tried to do? You mentioned that you're different. You fix anything. Really, what makes your business different?
Well, at Suwanee Service Station, we try to have most repairs done the same day. We do offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. And we have a free customer service shuttle that'll pick you up and take you anywhere within the, you know, within the area while your car is being serviced. And not only that, we have a clean facility. Not that other places don't have clean facilities when you go there, but we really take pride in keeping our facility really clean and try to really concentrate on the customer service aspect of car repair.
Well, that's interesting. I know that the mechanic that we use, we've been dealing with for over 20 years. He also doesn't have an affiliation with any make, brand, model of any kind of car, but we trust that what he tells us is right, and also that we also don't have to go out and shop for prices to ensure that the prices that he offers is right. Is that similar to your business?
Well, absolutely. Myself, I don't fix cars per se, but I do have ASC-certified technicians that can diagnose on all year makes and models. Our labor rate is very competitive with shops and dealerships around the area. And that's what we like to operate with, integrity and customer service.
You know, I went to our mechanic one time and said, hey, here's the code. Why can't you just tell me right away what it is, how it is to fix it? And he said, let me show you. You got just a minute, let me show you. He took me to the code book, and it said that code ABCDE could be one of 800 different things.
Right, right.
And typically that knowledge that you guys have is what allows you to find that out, right?
Absolutely. That's what the customer kind of is in the dark about, is that you can just hook your car up to a computer and the computer will tell you exactly what's wrong with it. But with that computer, you still have to search and, like you mentioned, the code book. You have to go into the code book and find out what's going on. And all that training comes from ASC certifications and things of that nature. And all my technicians are certified. So they're able to use that computer and diagnose the problem and really research it and find out what's going on before we just start replacing parts, because that's what the computer said do.
And do you think that, you know, used to, I remember I would change my own oil, I would do those types of things, you know, for my car, but it just seems like you don't have time anymore. Is that kind of what the paradigm shift is happening in the industry overall? You see even more of the simple things, quote-unquote, that people can't do because they want a professional to do it, they don't have time to do it. Is that kind of what's happening?
And absolutely, that's what we're here for. Anything from oil changes to major engine overhauls, you know, we're here for your simplest need to change a light bulb if you don't have time. That's what we're here for, and we welcome all the opportunity to do business from your simplest thing that you may need.
That's great. That's great. Well, what kind of warranty do you provide on the services that you offer?
Well, on all repairs that we do at Suwanee Service Station, we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, and that's on parts and labor.
On every repair?
On every repair.
That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Well, now, where are you guys located exactly?
We are in Suwanee, Georgia, and we're on Lawrenceville Suwanee Road. If you're familiar with the Super Walmart in Suwanee, Georgia, we are right in front of the Super Walmart's parking lot. You can't miss it, right across from the Lowe's on Lawrenceville Suwanee Road.
Well, that's quite a populated area, shall we say.
Yes, sir. It's growing. It's growing every day.
That should give you a lot of opportunities to be able to get some digital signage and advertise your business a little bit there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait to talk to him after the show about some things.
I wanted to ask Don a question. You know, when I was growing up, I had a 50 Ford, and I put a rubber band on the carburetor. Can he fix that for me now?
Probably so.
He has a whole bag of rubber bands. Whole bag ready to go. That sounds great.
Me, myself, might not be able to fix it, but I'm sure one of my ASC-certified technicians can take care
of it. I hope he's certified anyway.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of things, too. A lot of people, one of the things you mentioned was the service that you actually can ferry people back and forth to their office and things of that nature, which is great. Mm-hmm. Typically, a lot of times you have to take your car, leave it the night before, do things of that nature. What about later hours also? Are you guys open later?
Oh, we have amazing store hours. Monday through Saturday, we're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Sundays, we have Super Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, a lot of people, too. Again, weekend is the only time they can get to do those things on their cars. Yep. I bet the weekends are becoming quite busy.
Well, they're getting there. We're trying to get our name out there. With Radio X helping us out, I'm sure we're going to get there.
Good. Well, do you feel that the growth that you've seen over the last few months is indicative of kind of where you're going to be over the next few years?
Oh, absolutely. The one thing I want to say, you know, and it's good to sit here and speak with the advertising. I got some great tips from them. That's the main thing that you want to do as a new business owner. You want to advertise immediately. We just started to advertise. So we're starting to see an increase in our car count. But I think that as long as we continue to provide a great customer service, that we're going to be here for a long time.
Excellent. Well, that's great.
Yep.
Do you expect to open other facilities as this goes forward?
Absolutely. That's what we plan to do, open up multiple facilities. Just want to kind of work out the kinks on this one and really get the groundwork laid for this one, and then we'll explore those opportunities.
Well, I noticed that in doing some of the show prep that you guys have a fairly active Facebook page as well.
Yes, sir. We do a lot of advertising on Facebook, and that's free advertising on Facebook, so that's why we really like to do that. We've actually seen some great reviews on Facebook, so it's a great way to advertise.
Great, great. Well, for any of our business owners, maybe they have a fleet of vehicles that might want to talk to you about some of the options there, or any other individuals who just drive a car, which is, I think, 99.9% of all of us.
Yes, sir.
How would they best get a hold of you if they wanted more information?
Well, if you want to reach Suwannee Service Station, you can reach us at SuwanneeServiceStation.com, and that'll take you to our website. Our telephone number is 678-765-8588. And that's 678-765-8588. And we are located on Lawrenceville Suwannee Road, right in front of the Super Walmart.
Awesome. Donald, thanks a lot for being on the show today. We really appreciate it.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
And I understand how it is being busy in the world these days. We've been quite busy as well at Meridian Star, working on a lot of changes in information technology that occur quite often. As we all know, an internet year is 7 years of a regular human, right? And with the rapid changes that we all see, we've adapted a lot of our services to meet some of these standards, and all the things we've talked about, from advertising to you name it, are anytime that you do an online transaction requires that PCI standards be adopted and established for that, and we try to do that. We try to meet and even develop some of those standards as well. We'd like to thank all of our guests for joining us today on Partners for Success. Our guests have been Jim Johnson, principal of Peachtree Interactive, and also Donald Brooks, one of the owners of Suwannee Service Station. Remember, you can listen to our show live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 on this Business X radio station. You can also listen to any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by logging on to our website, partnersforsuccess.businessradiox.com. Partners for Success is presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services, your partner in processing, where we not only have the best rates in the industry, we're always there when you need us. Call us anytime at 1-855-MER-STAR. Thanks, as always, to our producer, Mike Salmon, for making the show run like a thoroughbred racehorse. Mike, hope you're feeling better next week.
Thank you, Randy.
And this is Randy Hicks. We look forward to you joining us next time, right here on Partners for Success.